Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. That sunshiny city, that city where the sunshine is so nice and bright and warm. And the palm trees just blowing in the wind. Can't you see yourself on the beach somewhere here now? I know you can. I know you can. Well, you know I'm glad to be with you again here today, praising God for you, you, and you, thanking Him for this privilege to talk to you, to tell you what thus saith the Lord. Oh, yes, 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 I'm glad to be with you, you and you. And I send you lots of love and hugs today. Yes, I do. Thanking you again for your support, for your calling in, for your listening ear. I thank God for you, you and you, wherever you are today. Today, I send the blessings of God to overtake you right now where you are. Yes, so give us a call while we're on the air at 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. Give us a call if you will. We would appreciate it so much. Let us know how you feel. Let us know just you know, how we have affected your walk with God. We will appreciate it so much today, and thank you again. We're still praying for Jimmy Howell in Jacksonville, Florida. Him, and we're praying for his wife and his family also, that God will make a way for him and his family today. Oh, Father God, we ask you again to, oh, Lord, touch Jimmy today, Father, in the name of Jesus, and touch his family right now, his wife and his children, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you for it today, God. Oh, Lord, we ask you to touch Lena Strong and her family today, God, that have went through a tragic accident, lost their baby, the son, in the accident. And Lord, let them recover wonderfully in their bodies, God. But also touch their spirit today, God, for the lost, God. Oh, Father God, make a way for them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for it. Father, we ask you to go into Miami and touch Annie Wilcox right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her mind, touch her body right now. Make her every whit whole in Jesus' name, Lord. Father, we ask you to touch Bruce Hawkins, Father God, who the doctor has given up, say he will leave any day now. Father, let him not leave in his sin. But, Father God, we ask you, God, to touch and deliver him right now. Make him every whit whole, Lord, in Jesus' name, that he may accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it today, God. Oh, Father, we ask you to continue, oh, Lord, to touch Deborah right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Touch Heath Bell right now, in the mighty name of Jesus right now, Lord. Touch and deliver them and make them every whit whole, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Touch Jackie Williams right now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And, Father God, I ask you to touch my family there in Virginia today, God. Lord, you made them. You know all about them. You know what they needed this hour, in Jesus' name. Touch them. Make them every whit whole, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We ask you, Lord, to touch Crystal Williams right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Make her ever with whole right now in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Lord, touch Dwight Porter right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make him every whit whole, Father God. Oh, Lord, bring him to full recovery right now, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, God. Oh, Father God, we ask you to look on, Lord, the maimed and the sick, and, Lord God, the mentally deranged also. God, we ask you to touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Make them every whit whole, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name, God, we ask you to touch the body of Christ today, God. Oh, Lord God, those, Lord God, that you've called, Lord. Oh, Father God, if you called them, you qualified them. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch him right now. That one that's nearest to give up, God. They've gotten tired, Father God. Oh, and worn out. Father, give them strength. One more day of strength today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to touch God. We ask you to touch my son. Touch him. Give him some strength today, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you've carried him throughout these years. Lord, he needs the one more day of strength, God. Oh, Lord, we're taking it one day at a time, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let him rest in you, Lord God. Oh, God, to give him peace of mind today, God, about his own children, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Father God. Let him turn them over to you today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you for it today, God. I thank you for meeting the needs today, God. I thank you, Lord God, making the ways today, God. I thank you for it, God. I thank you for healing the sick, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, for saving, Lord God, saving those, Lord God, that need to be saved today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Make them every whit whole right now, Lord. In Jesus' name, make them whole right now, God. That pastor, God, that's giving up, we ask you to touch them right now, Lord. They need help today, God Almighty. They have gone the last mile, God, and they don't know nowhere else to go, Father. Oh, God, they need help, Lord. Touch them right now, God Almighty. Not the users and the abusers, God, but those, Lord, that have a true and serious concern about your people, Lord God. Want to lead them in the right way, Lord. Touch them today, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord. If they need finances, God, we ask you to touch them right now, Holy Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, touch the young people, Lord God. Oh, God, let the young people come forth like a mighty river, Father. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you. I thank you for increasing in our Sunday school, Lord, our school of wisdom, Father. I thank you for increasing there, God. Oh, in each class, Father. I thank you for increasing there, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and I thank you for it right now. Thank you for it, God. I thank you for touching in the home, Lord. Thank you for touching in this city, in this neighborhood, God. Go to and fro in this neighborhood right now, Holy Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord. God, move in a mighty way, Lord, on this Halloween thing, God. Oh, Father God Almighty, we ask you to move in here. Let them know it ain't about no Halloween, Lord, to get rid of hollow and its wing. Father, in the name of Jesus today, God, close it down, Father. They trying to close you down, God, but close Halloween down, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it, God. Let the saints come to realize that you didn't tell them to go Halloween. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, oh, God, make a way right here, God. We all backward here, Father. Oh, God, the Christian church is just as backward, Lord. They want to do all these things in your house, God. And you said that your house should be a house of prayer. Yes, thanksgiving and praise. This is what it should be. Lord, and I thank you for it today, God. I ain't going to meddle today, Father. But I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord, in our life, God. I thank you that you've given us the truth, God. Let us go in the truth. And we know we lose a lot of friends when we preach the truth, Father God. They don't want to hear that. Lord God Almighty, I ain't preaching, Lord God, I ain't preaching right now. Father, and I thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, because I get off, don't I? God, but I thank you, Lord. I thank you for what you already done for me and for our ministry, God. And, you know, I appreciate everything, the people that you've given us, God, people that you've enlightened to go on, Father. I just thank you for it. Yes, I do, God. It is a blessing to have you in our life, God. Oh, it is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I love it. I love it. I love it. And thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, people. Thank you for the people, bad and the good and all other ones. It's okay. It is okay. Glory be to God. Yes, yes, yes. Well, let me give you a nice word for the day that you will, maybe you will be encouraged to do something with it today. Bless God. Just to do something with it. Let's read it this way. Yes. Success satisfies but for a season. Fame flees with a fearful finality. Power passes with painful persistence. Service to others abides without end. Success satisfies but for a season. Fame flees with a fearful finality. Power passes with painful persistence. Service to others abides without end. And, Lord, I thank you for that. Are you successful today? Do you count yourself successful? I ask you that. Do you count yourself successful, huh? Well, I tell you, I'm successful. It ain't about the dollar bill, you know. I'm about the faith walk. You are successful in the faith walk where whatever you need, God provides, do we not? So that means you're rich, huh? Hello? You're rich in faith. Come on, help me out here now. I know you don't think so because you want the dollar bill in the bank. Is that what you want? But you are rich in faith. Look around at your family and see that they're still here. They may not have everything that, you know, they want or you want for them either, but you are rich to see them still here, still perking, still talking, still in their right mind. Sometimes you doubt that, but still in the right mind, right? You know you are. You thankful to God for that. I look around, I thank God for whatever condition they're in, they're still here. They have a chance. You see what I'm saying? They have a chance. Yes, they do. Do you have a chance today? Do you have a chance to get it right? Do you have a chance to do things differently than what you've done them before? Do you have that chance? Think about it, church. Think about it today. Do you have the chance to do some good for somebody else? Besides, it's always me, Lord. And nobody else, huh? Or me and mine and nobody else. You see what I'm saying? Stop thinking about yourself all the time and your family. You think you're the only family on the earth? No, it's not. God gave other families here for somebody to help them, for you to help them and me to help them whatever way we can. You know, give them a kind word, encouraging word. Try to help them some kind of way to do the right thing. Oh, yes, I know we don't always do that, and sometimes we're not aware, you know, but, you know, let's try to be more aware of what we do and how we do it. Yes, that's all of us, every one of us, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. I'm just talking about it today. Ain't this time to talk about it? Well, you know, we talk about it, different things today, people, places, and things, you know, that's going on. This is what we do. But one thing I want to talk about a little bit today that came to mind. Now, I'm going to read you a scripture. Romans, the 12th chapter, is where I'm going. Romans, the 12th chapter today. Praise God, praise God. And listen what he says. I'll start at the first verse. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's your reasonable service. This you ought to do. And the second verse says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Oh, my, 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 my. When your mind has been transformed, you have a new mind. Listen here. Then you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You can prove that. Do you get the picture here today? This is where we're going today. And we're going to talk about it. You know, there's these old movies, I don't remember them all, how they go, about the Transformer, huh? You know the Transformer? Why is it everybody wants to be transformed now? They done made a mess of their life, so they want to be transformed, right? They want to have something else to do. But let's go a little ways here that you wouldn't think today. Let's start off with this here. Think about this. Now, God, this is what God did. He is the greatest transformer there is God Almighty. Because he transformed dirt into a man. You see what I'm saying? And after he transformed that dirt into a man, he did a lot of little things in between, like made animals and everything and all that good stuff. But then he did another transformation by transforming that man into a woman. You see what I'm saying? So we got a lot of transformation going on. So we want to know today, what are you transforming, huh? Think about this here. Your self-image is formed very early in your life, huh? From your parents and teachers and friends and all kind of people and authority figures and everything else come in your life, right? They have transformed you into yourself, who you are. Is that right? Think about it now. And change just isn't easy, is it? Because you have been set in that way that you have been transformed by these people in your life, the situations that occurred, maybe every situation wasn't the ideal. Maybe the situation wasn't as it should be. There have been abuse. There's been cussing. There's been fighting and killing. Something has gone on in your family. So in some kind of way or in your world, let's say in your world, your neighborhood, next door to you or down the street from you, there has been something going on that is now bringing you to think, I need a transformation. I need something new. I need something different. Do you get me today, huh? So what we want you to do is to let God transform you, huh? The Spirit of God to transform you. So now you're going to get inspired, huh? You're going to be very inspired by letting the Holy Spirit transform you. Are you going to do that? This, what did he tell you to? Be not conformed to this world. Don't be like this world. Don't be like what you've been raised up on. Don't be like who you've been raised up with and all of that. But now it's time for you to get inspired by the Holy Ghost. And once you're inspired by the Holy Ghost, now you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, you want God to do everything for you, but he got something here for you to do. Huh? You got some work to do. So stop trying to be so lazy and want everybody to do something for you. God wants you to do something. He wants you to be independent. You see what I'm saying? Because he has invested a lot with you. He made you in the image and in the likeness of him. He made you. Do you get the picture here? So if you are that way, then it's time for you to have a renewed mind, and your mind has to center around the mind of Christ. Do you get the picture? Oh, I know you do. Glory be to God. So now you're going to have to do something. Come on, get off the stool of do nothing and do something. You know, rise up and walk and be counted among those that are sanctified. Do you get me? That is transformation today. You're going to have to get out of your way and into God's way and let his will be done in your life. And this is what you need to start doing at this hour. Right now, as you hear this word, it's time for you to stop laying down by the riverside trying to get the water out the mud. You see, in the mud out the water. See, they go together, don't they? Mm-hmm, praise God. But this is your hour right now. Don't work backward. You see, you've been working against yourself so much, you know, and not seeing the light. Say, well, why I have so much trouble? Why is this happening? Well, listen, let me tell you, investigate a little bit closer and see where self is. See where self has gotten there. See where you have allowed yourself to take over instead of the Spirit of God. You know, when you don't allow God to transform you, you don't allow God to make the changes, and you try to make the changes yourself, you make a mess. Mm-hmm. Yes, you do. Glory be to God. Think about it now. All I want to do today is give you something to think about. Huh? You got to allow God to transform you, just like he did the apostles of old. He did Saul. He transformed him into a new man. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Even the Saul of the Old Testament, huh? He had to change. He had to be transformed. Do you get the picture here today? God is able to transform you into what he wants you to be. Not what you think you ought to be, but what he wants you to be. This is where I want to go. It's what he wants me to be. And I want to be created in his image and his likeness to the fullest. Do you see? I don't want nothing to go wrong. I don't want nothing to be like nobody else. I don't want nothing to be like I want me to be, because my stuff ain't right. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. So I have to be what? Transforming the way God want me to be. You see? And I was reading a little story here this morning. I was reading a story about two little boys. This man say his children was playing, and they were playing with these little trucks, and you know, they were making the sounds of the trucks. You know how the truck go and the gears shift and everything. And he say, you know, he didn't pay much attention at first, because you know that's what children do. He say, but after a while, they shifted on him. You know, they shifted gears, and they begin to make the sounds like a big truck. You know, so he went and asked him. He say, son, say, before you was just a car. Say, now you sound like a truck. And you know what he say? He say, well, these are my things. I can be what I want to be. Mm-hmm. See, told his dad, I can be what I want to be. And said, dad said, well, you know one thing? God can do the same thing. He can make us what he wants us to be. I said, yes, he can. Oh, that was something else. See, because Jesus, God, is the transformer. He can transform you from one place to the other. He can transform you from one idea to another, from one person to another, like he did when he did Saul. Saul became another man. You see, this is what he say. He became another man. What do you mean another man? He changed instantly. He changed right then and there. He changed into what God wanted him to be for that hour. God can do the same thing for you. He can change you into what he wants you to be in this hour. Stop trying to be like everybody else and just let God do the changing. Let God make you into what he wants you to be. Let his will be done in your life. That's what I'm waiting for you to do right now, is just to allow God to change you. And you know, like you married somebody, and you know we women got a great habit of doing that. We marry a man and we want to change him. We try to change him. Listen here, you cannot change that man. That stuff been in him for a long time. You understand? His children, his mama done put it in him, and his daddy done put him in it, and uncle and auntie and everybody else done had these things dispensed into him, and it's hard to come out. But so what you're going to have to do, take it to God. Now make sure you transform first, okay? If you transform, now you can go to God and say, now God, this man needs some changes here. He needs some transformation going on in his life. And allow God, step back and let God do it. Can you do that? Yeah, I know you can now. Come on now, because you want to change in your life. You want him to change, and he wants you to change, and everything is looking about to change, so the children will never get changed if you don't change. Come on now, think about it now. Do you want your children to be like you? I don't want them to be like me. I'm glad they're not like me. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God, because then I'd have to be thinking about some different changes if they were like me. You see, glory be to God, because I need some help here. I need some working on myself. Do you see what I'm saying? So I can't expect them to do what I do, because, you know, I got some more work to be done on me. God's working on me on a daily basis, and I'm so glad about it, you know. Then every day I come, I say, okay, God, what's wrong today? And he showed me something. I said, oh, God, I got to work on that now. So I'm still working on this building, you see. So therefore, while you working on your building, God can work on your family building. You see what I'm saying? He can build a new family there. You say, wow, he's changed. And he'll say, wow, my wife changed. And where you've been calling her fat and skinny and ugly and black and all that kind of stuff, you know how you talk. Praise God. Let me tell you, God will change and say, man, she's cute. Wow, I ain't never realized how pretty she was. See what I'm saying? Made a change. You see, God can make a change and you see differently. See, your eye, you got the same eyes, but the only thing is they're focused on something else, totally different, because God has put a different focus in your eyeball. See what I'm saying? Glory be to God. So you don't just focus on one point all the time and then you make your life miserable, because you're only looking at one thing one way. You can't see no other way. You see what I'm saying? But my way, my way. Get M-Y out of the way, and you will see G-O-D way. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. So, you know, it may sound a little strange, but know this, that God is the first transformer. These movies ain't saying nothing. God was the first transformer. He can well transform people. He do it every day. He do it every week, every year. God, every hour, God is transforming somebody's life. And it could be because of you, and it could be you that he's transforming. Could be somebody in your family that he's transforming. Because, listen, there's all kinds of potential locked up in your spirit, and you need to let it out. Do you see what I'm saying? You need to let out that good thing that God got inside of you that you've been holding back because you want to be me. You know what you say, well, I'm just me. No, you're not just you. You belong to God. You ain't no just you no more. You used to be just you. Mm-hmm. See, God was making changes all the time. He's cutting out those things that are not like him, that is not feasible in your life to get the job done. Do you see what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff in our lives that is there that need to come out, but we don't want to let them go. We like ourselves. Mm-hmm. I like me like I am. Well, no, I don't like me like I am. You know, I want to change the way God wants me to change, and I want to be his son. You see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, you may want to change. There you go on and change and be like somebody else, but I want to be like God. That's who I want to be like. Hmm? But listen what he said in St. John, the first chapter, in the 12th verse. Hmm? He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become, the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Are you believing on his name today? Are you believing that he is the great transformer? Huh? He done gave you the power. You got power to be what he wants you to be, but no, you want to be stubborn. Oh, you want to just do it your way, don't you? That's the way you want to do it. Well, here I'm telling you now, get rid of your way, and it's time to walk in the ways of God, isn't it? It's time for you to put on the whole armor of God. Huh? Glory be to God. And remember, God is looking at you. Huh? He knows just what you're doing. You know what? He know what you're thinking. Did you know that? God know exactly what you're thinking about today. Yes, he do. So know this. Now, he want to transform you now. He want to change you. He want you to change your ways, right? You done tried the way of the world long enough. You done tried it, and you done been in it long enough. Now, step on out. You know, people tell you to step out the box. You heard them tell me, get out the box. Get out the box. Well, get out that box of self. You know, self this and self that and self that. And you know the I factor? Hmm? The I factor is no more the I, but it's the Christ that is in you. That's what the Bible says. It's no more the I, but it's the Christ that is within you. That's what it is. Now you got more to think about than yourself. I know. I didn't hear that before. Yeah, you hear it now. So let all that potential that you have in you come out now. Come on, allow it to come forth right now. Be transformed now. Come on, be transformed. I want you to do it right now. You feel it now. You feeling it. You feeling. You know how they tell you in the world today with that worldly talk. Say you feeling it. Mm-hmm. You feeling it right now. So now do it now. Don't wait, because if you wait, it'll never happen. Let go and let God have his way in your life now. Can't you feel yourself changing? You know, like the movies you look at, and you're looking at them, and they be changing like Superman. He changed from Clark Kent to Superman, then from Superman to Clark Kent. He always transforming and changing, isn't he? So just go ahead on and do like Wonder Woman. Do the swirl and make a change. Glory be to God. See, you got it. There it is. You can change because he gave you the power. Do you hear what he's saying? He said, as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. So therefore, you can do your Wonder Woman swirl. You can do your Superman, go in the telephone booth and come out different. Come on, let's do it right now. Transform yourself right now. He said, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind. I'm Superman today. I'm Wonder Woman. I am whoever God say I am, created me to be. I can fly. You know that song say that you can fly? Mm-hmm. You can fly. Just get on up and start taking off. Know this, that you are more than a conqueror. And when you are more than a conqueror, you can get the job done. Whatever is necessary in your life, the thing that is needed most in your life, you can get done. So get up and try it. If you never tried, it'll never happen. Glory be to God. Walk out on the word of God. Be independent of the devil. Tell the devil, you ain't got nothing here for me. I am being independent of you today. Yes, yes, yes. If God say I can fly, then I can fly. If he said that I can swirl and go through like a thundering bullet through the atmosphere, I can do it. I can walk through the wall. I can tear down buildings. Ooh, Lord, you see, you are it. You it. You can be it. What God say you can do because he made it so. You're more than a conqueror today through Christ Jesus. That's what makes you more than a conqueror is Christ Jesus. Now, if you ain't got him, you ain't going to conquer nothing. Ain't no sense in me trying to fool you. Glory be to God. So know this today. Stand fast in the liberty that you've been made free. Know that God is on your side, and you don't have to fear what man can do to you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that word from Apostle Porter. I tell you, go into the phone booth, go into your phone booth, and you can be whatever you want to be today. I tell you, you make the decision today. You make up your mind today. You got to see it first. You got to renew your mind so that change can come forth, to be transformed, to be changed now. Change, transform, to be formed differently. I tell you, that word is so, so good. This is Pastor Sharon. I tell you, the word was good. She could have kept on going because the word is right on time. Because a lot of time we want things our own way, how we think it should be done. And years ago, I always hear the apostle say, you want it, you expect God to do it the way you want him to do it, like A, B, C, D, and E. But God may do A and Z and Y. God do it the way he see fit. He do it. Why? Because he's the one that created the heaven and the earth. He was the one that spoke the word. You weren't there, I tell you. So he does it the way he wanted to do. I'll tell you, I'm even reminded about Job. When Job felt that he was in right standing with God, and then he was a man that loved God, and he knew of God, and he said he was a man of God. But the thing about it is, when things comes in your life, can you stand still to the word of God? Can you trust in the word of God? Will you allow him to transform your mind, to change your mind from what your belief is? Because a lot of times things comes in our life to test us, to bring us to take God out of the box. You heard about the box today. We try to box God in like we do human being. And his word let us know his thoughts is not like our thoughts, neither his ways like our way. How we perceive a thing should happen, God will turn it upside down just to see what you gonna do. Because I'm reminded about Abraham, and I'm reminded about Moses. Even though there were people of God, men of God that was called of God, their life did not go the way they expected it to go. Abraham, when he married his wife Sarah, he expected her to produce children, but their children came after a long time. He could have get all topsy-turvy and say, God, I'm serving you. I leave my father's house and I leave my mother's house, and I expected, because I walk in obedience to your word, that things were going to be the way I think it should work out. But things came along the way to let me do what? Change the way I think, because he had to believe in what the word of God say. God let him know that he was the one in control. And when God says something today, it is what God say. I don't care what devil in hell come up, it is the word of God. Because I'm reminded over the years that through your trial and your tribulation and testing that comes your way, all
other thing that you have is what thus said the Lord. Hold on and holding on to the word of God, allowing God to move for you, allowing God to be glorified, because you can say God is the one that did this. God is the one. God is the one, because we do different hairstyle as ladies. We may do be a blonde today. We may be a auburn today. We may put a strawberry color in there. We may do our hair black. See, we're the same person on the outside now, but then we have a different color hair on. Does that change who you are? No, because after a while, the new growth starts coming forward, and you got to keep on doing the process. But the thing about God, when he transforms you from the inside out, look out, you can tell the difference. He transforms your mind, let you know you can live better. He lets you know you can do better. He lets you know that he's a supplier of your need. Because a lot of time when you're brought up a certain way in the spirit of lack, on the spirit of beggarly, the spirit of not enough, and when God comes in your life and allow the prophet or the woman of God or the prophet of God or the pastor in your situation to speak over your life and let you know that you got to change the way you think. Renew your mind. God wants to bring you into a place of plenty. God wants to bring you a place of abundance. God wants to bring you into a place that you can walk in wealthy places. Yeah, and then it takes a while for you to get what they're saying. Why? Because your mind has been formed into the spirit of life. You just have that thing, I'm always going to be in lack. I'm always not going to have enough. But we speak to you today to transform your mind. Let the word of God transform your mind today. Because when God speaks something, it is what God says. His word will come to pass. It will not be voided today. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will stand today. So you got to stand on the word of God, because knowing that he is doing the thing, he is doing the thing. And all the, like Abraham and Moses, they stand on the word of God. Yes, Moses said, I can't speak well. I don't feel like I'm going to represent God. But you know what? He still did what God called him to do. And then God proved himself now. When God sent him to his Pharaoh that was in his life, God proved himself to let Pharaoh know that he is God Almighty and there is none other but him. He let him know that he was more powerful than any other God. He's more powerful than the 1, 2, 3 step to success. Oh, we heard the apostle talking about success, materialistic thing. But I tell you, when God gives you divine favor, it is more than man's favor. When God makes the way for you, it is so much better. And Moses had to stand on what the word of God say, and God proved that, and God exalted him, so Pharaoh would know that Moses was speaking as God's mouthpiece today. So remember now, when God makes promises in your life, it may not go the way you expect it to go. Because I remember a long time ago, I had it like this. Okay, if plan A don't work, there's plan B. And then there's plan C. But then God sent a prophet my way and let me know, you be telling God, okay, plan A and plan B and plan C. But God had to stir up my plan A and my plan B and my plan C and let me know is when he's ready to do a thing. Leave it into his hand. He have not forgotten about you today. He's still working on it. He wants you to trust his word today. Trust what he's saying. Trust his word regardless what may come your way. You have to encourage yourself, and you got to speak the word of God to yourself. Speak the word of God to yourself today and know that God is in control. He's working it out for your good. There is no other power, the higher power, but the power there is of God today. You can call those things as though they already is.
You can speak the word of God. God said you remind God of his word, because Abraham, he had to look up and he had to see, and he had to remind God, God, you promised me, you promised me, you promised me, you promised me. Whatever it is today, remember now, reach out and bring back the word of God, not just a materialistic thing, but you know what? You can speak the word of God of healing in your body. You can say, God, you told me by your stripe I'm already healed. I thank you for healing my body. I thank you for the word of God going through the bone. I thank you for the word of God going through the cells. I thank you for the word of God regulating my hormones today. Why? Because he promised you these things today. He promised you, and his word is life. Why? When he speak, let there be light, light came forth. And that was a word in action today. And the word perform, and the word create, and the word form thing. So you got to speak good health and speak to your mind today and tell your mind to line up according to the word of God. And you got to tell discouragement, you got to go. Oh, you got to speak that word to yourself and know that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is okay if negativity come in your way. But I tell you, you know what? Combat negativity, the word of God. I don't care what man will say unto you, but it's what God say about the matter. That's the final thing now. I tell you, just like we have always, the word has been preached in and out every Sunday at the in everybody's church. The word of God has been coming forth. But sometime until you reach that place, when you have to walk that path, then the word of God becomes real to you. You can hear the word of God. You can hear the word of God, and you believe you got enough faith. You believe, oh, yes, and you jump and shout. But the day will come when you got to test the word. You got to stand on the word of God and say, God, I heard this word, but Lord, help me to stand on your word, because your word is true today. And he will allow you to go through that particular test to see, will you trust him still? It's easy to trust God when everything is going right. It's easy to trust God when you got money and when your stomach is full. But when you're hungry, can you still trust God? When there's not enough money there to pay the bill, can you trust God? I tell you, I hear the apostle be telling us, oh, it's a faith walk. And none of us want to walk that faith walk. And she said, oh, God just wants you to trust him. And you'll be like, I think I trust God. But then you'll come into a place, you find out, oh, my Jesus, I'm a trusting what? In what I see. Hallelujah. I tell you, you know what? People can say what they want to say, but until you got to walk that thing, it's a different perspective. You can say, yeah, I got faith like Moses. I got faith like Abraham. But you may have to say, God, help my unbelief. Oh, help me, God, to trust your word today. And there's nothing wrong in asking God to help you. He already knows now. Think about it. He created you, didn't he? He made you, didn't he? He knows what's in the inside of you, doesn't he? Oh, come on now. See, we can't pretend with people on the outside. But you know what? I believe in just say, being naked before God. Say, God, you got to help me right now, because I really don't know what to do. Because we got to bring the word of God. When David said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor he see begging bread. And when the word of God came, if a son asks, a natural son asks for something, would you give the natural father, give that child serpent for bread? He said, even so much the heavenly father, he knows what you are already in need of, and he knows when you ask him, he will not give you what? A serpent. If your natural father loves you enough and they won't give you a serpent, even so much our heavenly father. We got to stand on his word today and speak life into your situation. You shall see, speak that word, I shall live and not die, and declare the works
of the Lord. And you got to ask God to renew your youth like the eagle. Take a look at yourself. And if you don't see that themselves are not rejuvenating itself and renewing itself, you start speaking like, Lord, you renew my youth today. I need your strength today. You heard what the apostle said. Go into your telephone booth like the Superman in that cartoon or in the movie. And you become, well, you allow that transformation to come forth. Pick up yourself now. Pick up yourself and know that you are more than a conqueror today. This too will pass. It's just a test. It is just a test. This is the time of season that was your testing time to see what will you do. Will you give up or will you stand on the word of God? It's not easy. If everyone tell you, oh, it's easy. No, it takes you being disciplined and waiting on the Lord and just standing still and asking God for direction, because Moses had to go through how many years in the wilderness. God had to transform him. All that thing he had in from Pharaoh time, God had to change everything. He had to change everything. You heard the word today. You have like what your family lineage have. You think like your family. You act like your family lineage. You even do things like your family lineage. But today I tell you, because you came on the Lord's side and he adopted you and he gave you a new DNA, you can be just like him today. He changed water into wine, didn't he? He created what? He multiplied that fishes and that bread today. So he can transform you today. Nothing is too hard for you, God, today. Nothing is too hard for you today. And if he can supply coin in the fish mouth, what about today? What about today? He can do anything today. He can do anything by the word. He can do anything. Why? Because he is God. And because you are connected to him, you can make it today. So Romans 12 verse 2 say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, you can renew somebody else's mind. You got to renew your mind first. And when your mind get renewed, then you can encourage someone else. And he also say that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That perfect what? Will of God. Not my will, what I think it should be, what I hope it would be, but the perfect will of God, allowing God's will to be manifested in your life. So touch your mind and say, God, help me today. Help me to stand on your word. And even when I don't understand, help me, Father God. Help me, Lord. I just don't understand right now, but I need your understanding. I need your understanding, because he tells us if we ask for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, he promised to give you these things. He told you to ask for it. So ask him to give you the understanding. And if things are, you don't understand your life, what's going on in your life, keep asking him. He'll give you the answer. So trust in the Lord and know that with God on your side, you are more than a conqueror. So renew your mind now. You be your superwoman and your superman. And I heard a powerful word also. Wife, don't try to change your husband. You may try to change the way he dressed now, but you can't change what's on the inside. Oh, come on now. You cannot change what's on the inside. It takes what? The J-E-S-U-S to bring forth that transformation in them. Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Wasn't that not an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon? I tell you, transformation, transformation. Allow God to do that transformation in you. In other words, separate yourself from sin. Separate yourself from the darkness and come into the light. I tell you, separation. How do you transform yourself? Everything begins in the mind. Let me tell you, you can't say a word without it first being where? In the mind. You can't move your hands. You can't move your toes. You can't do nothing without the mind. That's why he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. I tell you, God is good. God is good. So you know what? When you make that transformation from coming out of darkness and into the light, in other words, you decide, I'm not going to be in this world anymore. Let me come out and be in Christ. That begins your transformation. God begins to work on you. You continue to confess your sins. It's not only about confessing your sins alone. It's a daily walk by renewing your mind. Speak positive. Speak life. Renew your mind daily. It is a process. And the family members, the world begin to see that you're not of the world anymore. You're now in Jesus. So you know what? Allow God to make that transformation in you. Till then, you be blessed. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Or you can tune into blocktalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment. You can write it down on a piece of paper, share it with your friends, share it with a family member, or you can just pass it along on the street and just stick it in someone's hand and say, you know what, go ahead, listen to this program here. Just the words alone is a blessing. As God speak the word and he create, guess what? A word may be spoken that will begin to create something in you. Also, every Friday night, we have the Wailing Walls Prayer Line, hosted by Elder Whitted, and that calling number is 567-314-9757. That's 567-314-9757, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So come on, let's pray one for another, pray for the nation, pray for our lost loved ones. Oh, I tell you, God is good, and take back everything that the devil has stolen from you, that you allow the devil to steal from you. Let's begin to tear his kingdom down. How? By renewing our mind, being prayerful, continue to pray, allow God to continue his work that he had already done in us. Also, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228. Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So help us to help other families that are in need during the holidays. No donation is too small and no donation is too big. I tell you, allow God to continue to move in you. Till then, be blessed and tune in next week at 9 a.m. every Wednesday and Thursday. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
and I stop worrying.
Worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go.
And I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God.
Let
him have,
let God have
his way.
That's when things are happening. I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go.
Let
him
have,
let go, let God, let go, and let God, let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God,
oh, let go,
let go,
and let God,
let God.
He's the only one with the answer.
Let go,
yes, let God,
let God.
He can handle it all, yes.
Let